So welcome everybody to the first Silverlight TV show. My name is John Papa. I'm the Silverlight Evangelist at Microsoft. And I have with me an esteemed guest, Keith Smith. You are the Group Program Manager for Silverlight.
I am.
And you work on?
Actually, today I'm responsible for parts of the application model for the release and deployment pieces of Silverlight, as well as the Silverlight Toolkit.
Fantastic. So I've got lots of great questions that I can ask you while I'm
here. Sounds good.
And the point being the first show of Silverlight TV, I wanted to let everybody know what we're trying to accomplish is we're going to be doing exclusive interviews with guys like Keith, who are on the Silverlight product team, and other members of the teams to get really good insight into what you guys are thinking, how things are working, the decisions that you make, and kind of what comes out of Microsoft before sometimes getting an early sneak peek.
That's right.
And maybe Keith will give us some nuggets about what's coming down the road. So we'll be airing Silverlight TV at least every 2 weeks. This will be the first episode airing this week. And as we ramp up for things like Mix and other events, we will be airing more episodes, interviewing with community leaders, Silverlight product team members, and some special other guests as well. So with that kicking off, I'd like to just start out by asking you, Keith, you know, your session today, you want to talk about out-of-browser applications,
right,
specifically trusted?
Yeah, getting outside the sandbox.
Okay, tell us about it.
All right, well, out-of-browser really started back in Silverlight 3 when customers requested a way to run disconnected applications. So in Silverlight 3, we provided a way for you to get your rich internet application outside the browser Chrome and have it appear like a normal installed program on your system. So things like start menu icons, desktop icons, increase file storage in the ISO store, as well as APIs to help the developer determine when the application had connectivity so they could do things like updates or sync their data back and forth, and when the application was connected to the network. So based on that feedback with Silverlight 3, we also heard that we didn't go quite as far as some developers needed in order to build true line of business applications that seemed like they integrated even more deeply in the operating system.
Right, right. And what kind of features, sir, are, well, maybe you'll be showing that in the demo now. So maybe that's a great lineup for Keith is going to start getting into his demo, which you've got, I believe, is it trusted applications you're going to be showing us?
That's right.
So we'll go ahead and get that set up for you, and we'll ask some more questions towards the end.
Okay. All right. So, John, what I want to show you now is the process of taking a in-the-browser Silverlight application and making an out-of-browser trusted application.
Great.
All right. So first thing you'll notice, if I hit F5 here, this is a typical Silverlight application running inside IE. As a result, when I right-click, I just see the Silverlight item there. Clicking this install button has no effect. So what I want to do is have the user be prompted to install my application on their system, which is a prerequisite for running with full trust, or with elevated permission, excuse me. So to do that, I right-click on the project here in the Solution Explorer, choose Properties, and I scroll down here to the bottom, and there's an Enable Running Application out the browser. I select that. I can go into the out-of-browser settings here, and there's a selection right at the bottom for requiring elevated trust. And this gives me access to some of those underlying system components via COM.
Great.
So I'll OK that, save, and now I'll hit F5. In doing that, now when we right-click, we see an option to install on my computer, and I've hooked that actual API so that as a developer can control how the user gets prompted or when the user gets prompted to install. One thing you'll notice right off the bat is the dialog for installing and a full trusted elevated permission application is a little more scary. It's a scarier UI simply because we really want to warn the user that the application can wreak havoc on their machine if it's from an untrusted source. So we'll go ahead and make these selections to put the I trust the developer for this particular application. So we'll make the selection, we'll install, and here is my out-of-the-browser application with web browser control surfing the Channel 9 website. And that was all we needed to do. If we go back to the desktop here, you'll notice that I do have the shortcut. That was one of the options I selected. Mm-hmm. And I also have a program files entry, Keith's trusted application here. One of the other benefits in terms of integration of out-of-browser applications is the add remove programs entry. So if we go down, oh, lots of programs installed. Here's Keith's trusted application integrated in Add Remove Program.
Oh, great.
So users can go to one location they know that they're comfortable with adding or removing programs from their system and remove this application from that UI as well.
And now you're going to show us what Entrusted Application can do.
That's right.
Great.
So now that we're running an elevated permission outside the browser, we can do things like, let's say, launch PowerPoint and open up a slide deck. So to do that, I'm going to go over to this main page UI that I have set up. We saw that a moment ago. It's a browse button that I want to pop the open file dialog and then navigate to a deck. And as a result, use the path to that PowerPoint deck to launch PowerPoint. So here we have a variable that I've declared before with a dynamic keyword. And this essentially is a C# 4.0 feature that allows you to do some of the COM interaction I mentioned before. It's a built-in feature of VB, so there's no special keyword necessary. But dynamic is a late binding variable, and these types will be resolved at runtime.
Great.
So in the true spirit of COM, as a result of that late binding, however, we don't get IntelliSense. So you have to bear with me as I get set up here to type this out.
It's a real test.
So the first thing I want to do is make sure I'm running in elevated permissions so that my app doesn't crash horribly if the user is running inside the browser. So
right.
I'm going to check this API to see if I have elevated permissions. And if I do, then I want to go ahead and new up that PowerPoint app. Sorry, this is COM. Automation factory create object, and this is of type PowerPoint.application.
This okay. is the COM interface. Gotcha.
That's right. And I don't know if you noticed there, well, we haven't jumped into the COM part of it yet, but as I type, you'll notice I'm not getting IntelliSense from VB. So you really have to go to MSDN. You can't accidentally use these features.
Right.
So there's no way to shoot yourself in the foot. If you don't want to use the COM APIs, you won't be led down that path against your will.
It's
so once the user clicks the browse button, we want to go ahead and pop the open file dialog. And we're going to show that dialog. And then we're going to basically try to protect ourselves in case something happens, which could happen, opening files on the system. And before we pass the file to the PowerPoint application, we need to use some of that COM magic. So PowerPoint presentations dot visible. Actually, this is just PowerPoint visible.
This is where IntelliSense would be nice.
That's right. So I want to bring the PowerPoint application to the foreground. And then I want to basically open up my deck. Open. And for that, I need to pass in the file, full path, full name. And so now, in a couple lines of code, we are going to bring PowerPoint to the foreground and navigate PowerPoint to that deck that we specified in the open file dialog.
Great.
So hit F5.
And now we're running in the browser in this
case.
Oh,
that's right. So my app loaded to let me know that it's installed. This is where the developer could remind users like me that, hey, you need to launch this application from the desktop since you're doing these elevated permission activities. So here we are with the shortcut. I'll launch that. Click Browse.
Uh-huh. And did it automatically get the update for us?
It actually should have recompiled the application and gave me access to that full trust. Let me just go in and double check my settings one more time.
Okay. So here we have to set up that we have out of browser.
That's right.
And that we've got elevated trust.
That's right. And we will just rebuild here. And let me actually, I'm going to set up debugging of my Silverlight application.
Well, great.
To do that, I'm going to click on properties, go down to debug, and say that I want to basically start debugging my trusted application instead of the one that launched the browser. So I think that was the step that I was missing
before. So you can debug these out of browser applications.
That's right. And so nothing is running here. If I hit F5, this should launch. Actually, launch the browser again. So there's one more step where you have to set the startup project.
So
to
do debugging, you have to set the install out of browser application to the web project, which you've already run.
That's right.
And then you have to set the startup to be the out of browser application.
That's right. So you run the web project and you have to install the web project. So it's on the system. And now that it's installed, I need to make sure it's the startup project. Now I hit F5 and hit yet another.
Is it still running down there?
Let's see here. This may be an issue with the COM interfaces, so we'll F5 one more time. Oh, there we go.
Good.
You're right, so it's running. there's Open File Dialog, so we're back on the...
In Open File Dialog, can you do this out of browser and in browser, or...?
So the Open File Dialog does work in both. However, the parts of the file system that you have access to are relaxed in the full trusted or elevated permission application.
Okay.
So here's a Silverlight PPTX that I created, and there's PowerPoint with the deck launched. So in a few lines of code, we were able to launch PowerPoint from within Silverlight, use the Silverlight Open File Dialog to navigate to deck, and then open that deck inside.
That's great. So just a couple lines of code, and we can access the COM interfaces with native integration. Now, obviously, there's a couple things we looked at here. We looked at file access, as you mentioned, was alleviated, a little bit relaxed, and out of browser, trusted applications. And we can also integrate with COM interop on Windows PCs. Mm-hmm. Some common questions that I would have right off the bat are, what file access don't we have in trusted versus what we do have, and also how does this work on a Mac versus a PC?
Sure. So the paths that you would have access to through Silverlight 4 beta are the documents, so my documents on Windows and their equivalent on Mac, the videos, the music, and there's the user's temp directory.
Okay.
Going forward in an elevated permissions application, we actually are going to relax and allow you to get access to more parts of the users. So we're still debating what that looks like. It could be all. You can get the access to the user's entire hard drive, which may not be a good thing. Just people write buggy applications, they may do something damaging to the user system.
Sure.
But it could be, you know, in terms of temp directory, in terms of isolated storage, as well as other paths on the user system.
Great. And how does this work versus a Mac and a PC with, obviously, PowerPoint is different on a Mac than a PC. Can
sure.
you do something like that with a Mac?
Yeah, so COM is a Windows-only feature. And so as a result, when you're using the dynamic keyword to access COM components, you're essentially on a Windows-only part of Silverlight. As I mentioned before, there's an easy way in terms of checking whether you have elevated permissions and checking the underlying operating system for developers to determine whether they can or do have access to COM. There's no way for them to stumble into it or build an app that doesn't run seamlessly in Mac and Windows. We are investigating ways to do something similar using AppleScript or other Mac OS semantics to provide more control.
But no promises,
no
right?
Promises.
No promises.
Yeah, yeah. It is certainly a highly requested feature from users, and we do, if there's any indication of previous releases, we do take a lot of pride in listening to our users.
Excellent. And you were mentioning at the bottom of the screen of your demo, if you could go back there for a moment,
sure.
Please. I saw looks like a Channel 9 website.
That's right. So I have it's kind of smallish web browser control here. If we right-click, you'll see it's a typical IE UI in terms of viewing the source. It's a web browser component that you can use in out-of-browser applications.
So this is a web browser inside of an out-of-browser application.
Right. So out here, this whole Chrome area of this application is Silverlight. And then within Silverlight, we have this new web browser control, which we're introducing in Silverlight 4.
Awesome.
And the reason is, when you're running Silverlight in the browser, you have access to the underlying DOM, to the browser's rendering of HTML. And so things like ads and controlling components through JavaScript are already provided for you. What we've heard from customers is that, media companies that use ad-supported video, they want a way to take their video players offline but continue to surface some of those ads to pay for the content. And the web browser control now gives them that ability to use an offline semantic, or offline
Great.
Metaphor, but take some of the advantages or some of the investments they've made in browser-based ad and integrate that into the application.
Great. So this works out of browser. Does this work inside the browser as well?
So today, you cannot use the web browser control inside the browser. You have to use the underlying browser, whether Safari or Mozilla, Firefox, or IE.
And when you say today, it sounds like that's something you might be thinking about.
It's another one of those areas where we have a lot of feedback from customers. They want to basically build their apps once and have it work in terms of ads in the browser, ads out of the browser the same way, and not have to deal with JavaScript and have to deal with the browser DOM. Just target the web browser control. So we know there are valid scenarios. We're just investigating what it would take to do that and to continue to protect end users.
Taking customer feedback for
this.
Gotcha. That's great stuff. I think that's all the time we have to talk about a browser for now. I know I got lots of other questions myself. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will have some questions as well. I want to thank you, Keith, for coming in and showing us this demo, and we'll make it available to people to see on the site. Want to remind people as well that we have Mix coming up very soon in March.
Yes.
And Keith, you'll be going, won't you?
I will be there. That's right.
Are you going to be presenting anything at Mix?
Planning to give an overview of Silverlight 4's features as a refresh to the talk Karen gave, Karen Corby, at PDC this year.
Ah, and I assume you'll be unveiling something, maybe?
Some
new stuff. Nothing you can talk about yet?
Nothing yet. We want to keep it under wraps. But please come to Mix. We have a lot of great things to talk about and to show.
Great. I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be there myself. And to remind people, if you ever have comments about Silverlight TV, things that you would like to see, particular guests you'd like to hear, or any topics you'd like to discuss in the future, please, you can contact us at Twitter at Silverlight TV. And if you have any comments about the show in particular, or you want to send them to me as well, you are feel free to click on my name on this page, and you can send me emails directly. Thank you, Keith, for coming.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay.